The Enemy's Strategy: Why You Don't Pray. Prayer is often resisted in unremarkable ways. You get busy. You get tired. You feel dull. You feel ashamed. None of that looks dramatic, but it still keeps you from turning to God. Scripture teaches that we do have a real enemy. Ephesians chapter 6 says, "We wrestle against more than flesh and blood." 1 Peter chapter 5 tells us to stay watchful, so it should not surprise us that prayer, one of the clearest expressions of dependence on God, often feels contested. Prayer is where we stop pretending to be self-sufficient. It is where we confess need, ask for help, and wait on God's strength instead of our own. That is one reason prayerlessness is so serious. Most of the time, it shows that we are trying to do today without God. The four lies that keep us from prayer. The first is busyness. The lie says, "I have too much to do." The truth is that need does not decrease when life gets full. The second is dryness. The lie says, "I do not feel anything." The truth is that prayer is not invalid when it feels dry. The third is pride. The lie says, "I can handle this." The truth is that prayerlessness often says, in our actions, "God, I can do today without you." The fourth is shame. The lie says, "I should wait until I am doing better." The truth is that Jesus is the reason you can come near now. How do you answer those lies? Pray anyway. Stop. Turn toward God and say, "Father." You need only honesty and a real turning of the heart toward Him. Practice this today. Do a simple audit. Which lie is loudest today? Busyness, dryness, pride, or shame? Name it before God. Refuse to let it have the last word. Then pray anyway. Even if all you can say is, "Father, help me."